Basically, it started in 1998. We had a fire. We lost all of our original buildings, and then we built a freestall, and we started milking a barn and a half worth of cows by myself. And it's like, I can't do this anymore by myself. And then we had one full-time, actually, yeah, two American elderly guys working on the farm, and they both at 65 said, you know, I'm all done. Mm-hmm. And then I tried to advertise for help and look for help, and you get the guys that would come for a week or 10 days and I don't like this job, or they don't come in the morning, show up in the afternoon. And then somebody introduced me to one of another farmer who had Hispanic workers, and they say, oh, why don't you try one, you know, and it's like all the fear runs through your mind of how am I going to communicate? What if they don't do this? Blah, 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 you know, and then you got to have a place to, they got to have a place to live. And so originally we started with one housed off farm. I had to pick them up at 3:30 in the morning, bring them to work, bring them back home, pick them up, bring them back home. And we did that through one winter. And then the American that was working for me got done, who was living in the employee housing building. And then when he left, we got two other employees, Hispanic employees, and put them on the farm. And it's been, after that first initial 6 months, all the fears went away until one Sunday night, and I think it was late in September, we came home from church and the barn lights weren't on, and it's like, no lights in the house, no lights in the barn. So maybe they overslept. And I get a phone call about 20 minutes later from St. Albans Correctional, said, you need to milk your own cows because we in jail. And INS had been to the house, opened the door, walked in, and took the guys right out of the house.